Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, well, I kind of need your help to find out if my husband... I don't know. I feel like he was lying about where he was on Friday night.
Ooh, yikes. Okay. So what is your husband's name?
It's Paul.
Paul. Okay. And you said you think he was out on Friday night?
Well, I know he went out. That's not the problem.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem?
He told me on Friday that he was going to go out and eat with some friends from work because, like, one of the guys is retiring, so he wants to do, like, a dinner for him.
Okay.
So after the dinner, I guess a few of the guys wanted to go to a bar or something to, like, watch the basketball playoffs. And I said, sure, it's no problem. Be careful.
Okay.
You know? And so I stayed home, and I did, like, cleaning and whatever, and I went to bed. And he didn't come home till almost 1 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And then I heard him come in, but then I pretended I was asleep. And then the next morning, I asked him, I was like, what time did you come home? He says, oh, I don't know, but it was for sure before midnight. Okay, so that's lie number one right there. And then I said, where did you guys go to watch the game? And he tells me he went to which I know for a fact closes at 10 o'clock on Friday night. Okay, because we can't serve alcohol past time because of everything going on. Okay, so that is lie number two. So I said, you got home later than I thought, and I tried to wait up for you, but I fell asleep. And he goes, well, the game was a West Coast game, so it started late.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, there are no West Coast games anymore. All the games of the playoffs are being played in that bubble down on the campus of Disney World in Orlando. So that was also a lie he just told you.
Okay, and that's what I thought. And you see my problem? And he was out until 1 in the morning, but I'm pretty sure he was lying to me about where he was.
Gotcha. So for all we know, he may not have even been out with his work friends at that dinner. He might have been out with another woman.
Well, I know he went out with his work friends, but then I saw a picture on Facebook, but I have no idea where he went after.
Okay, all right. Well, we can definitely find out. What we'll most likely do is pretend to be from his bank, and then we'll say there were, like, suspicious charges on his debit card or something. This is a great way to track where people were on a particular night. Do you happen to know which bank his debit card is with?
Yeah, we're both Bank of America.
Okay, cool. So hang on the line for a minute, and then I'm going to get his number from you. Then we'll call him together when we come back next.
Hello?
This is a call from Bank of America Fraud Protection. Please stay on the line for an important message.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Paul J- please?
Yes, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, my name is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from Bank of America's Fraud Detection Department. How are you today?
I don't know. Is something wrong?
Well, that's what I'm calling to double check. I noticed a couple of suspicious charges on your debit card over the weekend, so I was calling to make sure that these were, like, actually you and not somebody who might have stolen your identity. Do you have a few minutes to go over some of the charges on your recent timeline with me?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Friday because most of these occurred over the past weekend. So how this works is I'm going to read a charge that we noticed, and then you tell me if it was yours or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have one here from Friday evening. It looks like it was at a restaurant called Steakhouse. Is that you?
Yeah, that was me. I went out to eat Friday there, so I think the bill was like $40 or something. Close to that.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so I'll mark that one down as legit. Now, do you happen to remember if you used your card anywhere else that night?
Yeah, I spent most of the night at a place called Rose's. It's kind of like a, you know, like a gaming place. It's got like a bunch of machines and stuff. It's a casino, but it's not a casino, you know what I mean?
Okay, so Rose's, I got you. Okay. And you said you were there just after the dinner?
Yeah, I was actually there most of the night, so... in fact, actually, on Friday night, that's the only other place I was. So any other charges besides those two, you know, the restaurant and Rosie's, that wouldn't be mine.
Okay. Hang on one second for me, Paul. I'm going to check one thing real quick. I got to put you on hold for a second, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, Vanessa, sounds like he was telling the truth. He wasn't out with another woman or anything. He just went gambling.
Yes, but he knows he's not supposed to go to that place. We've talked about this before. He can't go there.
Oh, so he was lying to you because he didn't want you to know then?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to rip him a new one then?
Yep.
Okay. Hang on one second. Okay, Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, listen, I'm going to put you on with another one of our representatives who's going to ask you some more questions, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, representative, go ahead.
So, Mr. Jackson... You said you spent Friday night gambling at Rosie's. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm just so curious because was that not the place that you and your wife got into a huge fight over because you were going there too much and losing all of your money?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, was that the place your wife told you to stop going to because you were losing all of your money?
Oh, snap! Okay, what the hell is going on?
What's going on is that your ass is f***ing busted. I specifically told you to not go in there anymore. I told you, and your solution is to lie to me about it?
Vanessa?
Well, I didn't Bank of America, dumbass.
Okay, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Hey, Paul, listen, obviously this is not Bank of America. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Your wife, Vanessa, called us because it's Dirty Work Wednesday, and she wanted to know if you were lying about your whereabouts on Friday.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I thought somebody stole my identity or something.
Well, when you get home tonight, you're going to wish somebody did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.